Class Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where Sandusky Redskins, Lady Redskins move on to the championship game on Friday night here at Harbor Beach High School, which we'll be bringing to you on Cruise 102.1 at 7 p.m. Broadcast time will be about 6:40. It'll be myself and Brent Wehner. Lakers finishes up the season at 15-7, 10-2. They did take second in the Greater Thumb West. And, of course, they had a decent showing here tonight, not, of course, what we thought it would be in the second half. They actually were in this ballgame right up until about the last minute of the first half.
You know, I think Coach Comet probably was happy, even though his offense wasn't producing much. He had to be happy those first 12 minutes of the game. He did exactly what he wanted. He stayed with Sandusky. But you're exactly right. That last minute or so of the half seemed like Sandusky got some momentum, scored some baskets, and then obviously they came out of the locker room at halftime fired up, and it just became a blowout here pretty quick.
And, you know, it's too bad because if Lakers could have hit a few of those first shots in the first part of the game, they would have definitely put a little bit of pressure on Sandusky, and we would have seen the tempo probably change a little bit. To bring you an update, I don't have the score, but last time we heard it was Vassar 35, Marlette 26 at the end of the third. I got a text from Eddie Fury down there, and they're tied. I don't know how much is left in the game. I got to guess that they're tied somewhere in the 30s, would be my guess, at least 36, if not at 35. So as soon as we get to that update, we'll pass it along. I do not have an update from the first game yet between Owen Gage and Akron Fairgrove, nor do I have anything from the Reese District, which we were hoping to pick up yet tonight, which we have not. So anybody out there, if you got some outtakes and you're having to pick us up, 269-9931, you can call the station, or you can text us at 989-214-0169. Brent, if the stats were right, the scorekeeper's telling me that Sandusky did not score a basket in the third quarter or the fourth quarter.
That's exactly what our stats indicate. I guess I didn't notice that as we watched the game, but that's exactly what it indicates here. They started the fourth quarter 37 and ended with 37. So Stauffer shot two free throws and missed them both. So just real quick, if you want to run through these stats for tonight, for the winning Sandusky Redskins, they were led, as they often are, by Whitney Fox, 12 points. Emily Hale added 8. They got 5 from both Krauss and Ruggles, 4 from Gravitt, and 3 from Stauffer. So kind of the usual cast for them, although probably a little bit lower scoring than they're normally used to. And for Lakers, they were led by Kayla Deering and Taylor Common, who had 9 apiece. Blunt added 3, and then Crone and Madison each had a bucket. So 37-25, probably lower scoring than maybe we thought it would be, but those are your stats from the game tonight.
And, you know, you gotta give kudos to Sandusky. You know, yes, they won this game again. Everybody predicted that they win. But it's a 32-minute ball game, and anything can happen. So it's got to be played. If it was that easy, we wouldn't have this tournament. And you never know what's going to happen. It's been exciting. The Lady Lakers have had a great season, a great run. They've done a great job this year, so they have no reason to hang their head. Yeah, the seniors are disappointed. Taylor Comet's career comes to an end, and I believe you said that her dad's going to retire from coaching. I don't know if she's going on to play anywhere or do any sports.
I don't know. I don't think so. She likes soccer a lot, so I don't know if that's in her future or not, but I don't believe basketball is.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and maybe if we can, Brent, I could get her over here, and we're going to talk to her just a little bit and see what her thoughts are on the year. We'll be back right after this break.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane, and ooh, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get 2 free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
All right, we're back here from Harbor Beach High School, and we're joined by a special guest, Taylor Common. Just finished her senior season here at Laker High School and 4 years on the varsity, Taylor. I know probably not the result you hope for tonight, but talk a little bit about tonight's game and then also about what your high school career has meant here at Lakers as a basketball player.
The game just didn't go quite like we wanted it. We came out pretty good. We were actually winning by 1 point in the second quarter. It was kind of a slow game. We were just talking about in the locker room. It was weird. Like, it was slow. It felt different. I mean, it felt different than regular season games. Both teams weren't hitting shots. It was weird. It was out of our element, I guess.
It was kind of interesting to see. A coach commented, told me earlier today that he would really hope to stay with them early because the first time you played and they got off to a fast start. You did stay with them early, but like you said, it was kind of an ugly game to watch. It was 14-8 at halftime. But then in the second half, it came out more of the fast pace that we thought we'd see from the beginning, and it looked like maybe Lakers couldn't quite match the intensity that Sandusky brought to the table in the second half.
Yeah, I think it definitely had to do a lot with shooting. We just couldn't hit shots, which is, you know, we practice all the time. I think it's just a nervous thing. It's district game. We're all nervous. Shots just weren't going in.
Right. I was kind of thinking you might have a small advantage because you just played here just last week, but like you said, you got some good looks, but just couldn't get anything to drop. Madsen's shot seemed just off a little bit tonight, which is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to my coaching days and watching you guys beat up on Bad Axe, she never seems to miss. So, unfortunately, she was off tonight. Talk to us a little bit about, obviously, you played for your dad. You've been on the varsity for 4 years, playing for him the whole entire time. What's that been like?
I love playing for my dad. Even if he wasn't my dad, you know, I'm kind of biased, but I just think he's an amazing coach. He coaches defense, and that's always worked for us. And the community thinks he's a great coach. He's all the girls, they're all my friends. They all love him. If he wasn't my dad, he'd still be a great coach.
Right. Well, great. Talk to me a little bit about what your plans are after high school. Any sports in your future? Have you thought about that yet?
No. People have asked me a couple of times if I'm playing basketball, but no. I just didn't want to. I wanted to go to a bigger college instead of, you know, smaller college.
Yep.
To play basketball. I'm going to Central Michigan University.
Fire up, Chip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back after this.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night, with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you.